Good afternoon, everyone. It's really good to be here in light of everything that's been shared today on this and talk about this topic. The topic of the chapter from this book that we're studying, called Interior Freedom by Father Jacques Philippe, is faith, hope, and love. It's called the dynamism, actually, of faith, hope, and love. And this topic, as I was preparing, I found that it's very challenging because while it is one of the most profound concepts in Christianity, it's also one of the most cliche. The words faith, hope, and love just roll off our lips kind of like red, white, and blue, or one, two, three. And in addition to that, another thing that happens with this topic is that we tend to file it away in that Dropbox folder in our brain of, I'm tired of studying this. And I think we are, because we think that we've heard so many teachings on faith, hope, and love, and we've gone to retreats on faith, hope, and love, and we know it's profound, but is there really anything left that anyone can write or speak about that would inspire us? And St. Paul wrote the perfect letter to the Corinthians on faith, hope, and love that we've read a million times, and shouldn't we just leave it at that because he did it perfectly? But what I found when I read Father Jacques Philippe, as you all know, this book is, he's just such a great writer. He can say in two sentences what it would take all of us, you know, half a lifetime to come up with. And he says it concisely, and we all just identify with it. So what I found two things that I'm going to speak on today that were original from him that I thought we could focus on. One of them is that how the inspirations of the Holy Spirit teach us the virtues of faith, hope, and love. He says the Holy Spirit illumines and reveals. That teaches us faith. He says that the Holy Spirit strips and impoverishes. That teaches us hope. And then he says that the Holy Spirit fortifies and strengthens. And that teaches us love. So I'm going to talk about those real briefly. And then finally, after that, I'm going to talk about something that was so cool that he said. And he said that faith, hope, and love is a cycle. And so I want to talk about that cycle. So firstly, diving right in, he says that some of the inspirations of the Holy Spirit illuminate and reveal, and they awaken in us a response of faith. And so what does this look like? So one of the ways that I know that we're all familiar with is that the Holy Spirit inspires our mind with an understanding of Scripture. Very, very vital. When Scripture comes alive, we know it's the Holy Spirit making it come alive. When the words sear our hearts, when a passage just makes us sit up and listen to it and know that it was for us and take note, this illuminates and reveals who the Son is, who the Father is, who the Holy Spirit is, and it births faith in us. Also, when the Holy Spirit shines a light, it's kind of like a chemical reaction. The reaction that's caused by this light, whether it's learning how to understand our circumstances, whether it's putting things in the light of the Father's love, whether it's understanding the heart of Christ, whatever is revealed about the Lord, a chemical reaction happens, and that is a spark, and that spark creates faith in us. For example, Peter listened to Christ early on in Christ's ministry, and he knew, because he was inspired by the Holy Spirit, that Christ was the Messiah. That is how the Holy Spirit illumines and reveals. It's kind of like the lighting of a match It's this Holy Spirit is that match and that spark, that flame is created, and we're going to call that flame faith. So next, Father Philippe says that the Holy Spirit strips and impoverishes. In this way, we are inspired to hope. I think that amongst y'all, I can say that you all know that the Lord is 100% generous with all of us in his love, and we know that. But we also know that God is a jealous God. He wants 100% of us, and he wants to sit on the throne of our heart and be the only one on that throne. And sometimes things get in the way, and we put other things on that throne. I was just thinking that y'all can, I'm sure, are thinking of things that are on your throne that get in the way. And not only are they material things, okay, desires get in the way, but so do emotional needs. Just based on some of the sharings today, I was just thinking about these things. We have a need to feel secure. We have a need to feel safe. We have a need to feel healthy. We have a need to know what's coming. We have a need to understand God's ways and why in the world is this happening. We have a need to be in control. We have a need to be a provider. We have a need to see the plan. And our lives get messy. And there's sometimes when we don't have those emotional things that we feel like kind of we deserve. And so this crust, this hard crust builds up on our heart. And the Lord can't get in there and get back on his throne. And so the Holy Spirit takes, I thought about sandpaper. And he just gently, gently, gently rubs that outer crust off so that he makes a way for the Father to get back in and get back up on that throne. So as we list, think about listing, think about a car maybe that is out of alignment, and you're on a straight road, and if you don't correct for the out of alignment, you're going to either end up going to the right or to the left, and you're going to get off that road. And if that out of alignment, you can call it self-sufficiency, you can call it lack of trust, you can call it doubt, whatever it is, we're always going to end up wanting. We always end up staring at ourselves in the mirror and going, you know, what went wrong? But the author says that hope is the virtue of people who know they are infinitely weak and easily broken and rely firmly on God with utter trust. So I want to go back to the fire analogy, and this is from St. John of the Cross. He says that faith is that initial spark, and it forms, it is the very first flame. And then he says, hope is the dark, charring flame that happens next as the impurities of the wood burn away. Okay, moving on to love. Remember the Beatitude, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Well, I was with Mike Mish Jr. last night, and he made me aware of the word, the origin of the word comforted. He said that comforted comes from the Latin word fortis, which means to strengthen. And the author says that the third step in the Holy Spirit in this cycle is that he confirms and fortifies. So if you think about it, on Pentecost, the apostles were filled with the Holy Spirit, and the fruit of that outpouring of was the courage to love. That day, they were given the courage to love. They went out from that upper room. They didn't care. They didn't count the cost. They didn't weigh the risk. And what was at stake was their livelihood, their reputation, and their just everything was at stake, and their whole life. And yet, all they did was love God. And that love cause them to love their neighbor and spread the name of Jesus fearlessly and unashamedly. So the fortification came in the form of an assurance or a peace in the message of the gospel. And what is that message at its very heart? Love. It's that perfect, infinite, and eternal love that Kathy talked about in her first sharing. So if you return to our fire analogy, faith is the spark. The dross is being burned away from the fire, and that's the hope. And then the wood and the fire become one. The wood is the fire, and the fire is the wood. The Lord is in our heart, and he becomes us, and we become him. Okay, so that's how the Holy Spirit inspires us toward those virtues. And then the second and final thing that I want to talk about from the chapter is that faith, hope, and love is cyclical. The fire that we speak of then spreads, that spark, think of a wildfire, the spark jumps to another area, the dross is burned away, and then the flame is roaring, and that power continues on and on and on. And as I thought about this, I really couldn't help but laugh at myself because no matter how much I'd like to say that I'm getting good at the whole cycle of faith, hope, and love, and no matter how much I'd like to say that I've even graduated to a course called Faith, Hope, and Love Level 2, I know that would be a lie. It seems that our whole Christian walk is caught in this loop. And it dawned on me that this really isn't a bad thing. Rather than seeing it as something negative or something to graduate from, we need to think about something else that Father Philippe said. He said that there is opposites to faith, hope, and love. That the opposite of faith is doubt. The opposite of hope is distrust. And the opposite of love is despair. So that is a loop, a cycle that we don't want to find ourselves imprisoned in. Recently, I was given this book. It was called Fight Back with Joy. And it reminded me that we can fight back. And St. Catherine of Siena, Father Philippe quotes her in this chapter. She says this great quote. She says that God tells us, I created you without you, but I will not save you without you. I created you without you, but I will not save you without you. So when we're tempted to get in that cycle, when we're in it, not even tempted, when we're in the cycle of distrust, doubt and despair, I think that fighting back means put up our dukes and fight back against that cycle. And sometimes we're strong and mighty warriors, and we can be the greatest fighter that there ever was. And then sometimes we've got nothing left, and we're weak, and we're like Lydia, and she just doesn't even have words for the man that she had to deal with. And I think our fighting back can be a simple silence like Lydia. Or it can be an utter weak, I love you, Lord. I trust you, Lord. And then the Lord comes sweeping in and he bumps us out of that cycle of doubt, despair, the loop of despair, distrust, doubt, and despair. And he bumps us back into that beautiful loop of faith, hope, and love. And I don't want to be, let's not be afraid of the bump back. Thank you.